This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Tony Johnson. I'm a customer experience strategist and trainer. I work with a company called 4XI Global Consulting as their customer experience officer, but also run my own business, Ignite Your Service Training and Consulting, where I help organizations and individuals become better leaders and serve customers better.
Tony, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, I think there's a couple of different lenses through which you can look at user adoption, but I believe the most important thing comes from having a legitimate need for a thing, right? Whether it's a product or service. If it doesn't solve a problem, good luck getting anybody to really give a darn about it. And I can remember spending a lot of time in restaurants and retail at the beginning of my career. And, it always came back to helping guests, helping customers and consumers see themselves inside of the experience. Look at a thing, whether it's a cheeseburger, a latte, a widget, or a razor, and say, that's a significant improvement to what I'm currently using. It solves a problem that I either knew I had or better yet, didn't know I had yet. And it's easy, right? It is just easy to make the switch, easy to make the change. And I think that's why you see so many cell phone companies out there right now looking at ways to make the changeover from one cell phone company to another exceptionally easy. Because the less friction there is, the more chance there is that a new user, a guest, a customer is going to want to bring you on board and take you on.
Tony, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
I think that's a great question because I'll start with the challenges. And that's where I think there's an unclear value proposition. So if you look at, for example, now I think there are a lot of colleges and universities that are kind of fighting for their lives in terms of thinking about adopting the need for the higher education market. I think they're struggling with showing the value and the ROI for such a thing. Although, I had an exceptional experience at Theobald State University, but that was more years ago than I care to count. And so I think when you look at the higher ed structure right now, they're a great example of a place that has a compelling product, a service that people need. And there is a return on the investment, but is it enough? Is it enough of a return that people are going to care and want to invest in it? And is the organization doing a good enough job with sharing and through storytelling and through statistics and data, making the case that there's value there? And I think when I look at a great use case that I've seen in terms of successes, I think about Harry's Razors. I forever was the guy that went to, Walmart or Costco or Target and bought Gillette razors and was completely happy with my experience. But, I on a whim tried the Harry's product, and they've done a great job of having a good price point, but they've also made it so easy. There's an app. You can put stuff on autopilot or not. And the thing that I think is compelling that makes me think that they've done a good job is I've moved from their razors and their razor blades, which is what made me start, into their shaving cream, their body washes, their all kinds of personal care and grooming. It's a one-stop shop now. They have added products and made it easy to order. And so again, there's that lack of friction there. So what I see are companies that show the best value and make it the easiest are the ones that have users flocking to them, staying with them, and finding ways to grow vertical and other types of organic sales growth with them. And not for nothing, being aggressive and amazing advocates for those brands.
Tony, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Well, that's the $50,000 question, right? Or the $1 million question, depending on what it is. And I think it comes back to one of the first things I said, and that is around what are you doing to showcase your brand in a way that makes it something that people need, that they want, that they can't live without? And I think that's the case that many struggle to bring around. And so, take a hard look at your product and at your service and ask yourself, what would you want people to say about your brand when you were all done? And then go and train your teams for that. Train your sales teams, train your staff if you're running a physical storefront. But think about where the finish line is. What is that problem you're solving? What is that user experience? What is that guest experience that you're seeking to deliver? And then work backward from there. I have a lot of respect for the Walt Disney Company. And I think they do a tremendous job of looking at what the end goal is. And then they walk back and look at how they deliver that in operations. They look back even farther and say, okay, how do we train for that operational outcome we're looking for. And then they even go one step beyond that and say, okay, how do we select the people who can be trained to operationalize and mobilize that experience they're looking for? And that is the end piece, you know, that memory that lasts forever, that photograph in front of the castle, the fireworks that are hopefully coming back soon to a Disney park near you. But they've been very intentional with that. So the more intentional and detail-oriented you can be about your product, what problem it's solving, and how your user will best benefit from it, that allows you to just walk in there and smack any obstacles that might exist right out of their way and make it exceptionally easy for people to adopt you. Because if you don't, you know, the caveat is your competition will find a way to sell ease of use and they will take money out of your pocket.
Tony, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Sure. You can head on over and check out my website, igniteyourservice.com or 4xiconsulting.com. Either place is a fantastic way to look at some of the resources I have around training and selection, around how to think about your customers and put them right in the center of everything you do. And think about it both, you know, as a consultant, if that's what you do, or a retail or restaurant, higher education or healthcare. There is a person, an avatar, a customer or guest in the center of your experience you're trying to provide. And there are resources and tools there that can absolutely help you do that.
Well, thanks, Tony.
It was an absolute pleasure to be here. I really appreciate you having me on the podcast today. And what a relevant topic as everyone's scrambling for market share and looking for ways to get folks to adopt what they have to sell and what they have to provide. I can't think of a better topic for folks to be listening to right now than the best way to get to market and get people to want their thing.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.